lower part of Alabama around October the 1st and say November the 1st in North Alabama. But in our area, you could start about October 1 and then you hunt right on up there through December 31st or January 1. So that was the biggest thing. And then we always went quail hunting and went to shoot doves. And at that time, quail, both of them are birds, but a quail will stand the point. That is, a dog has to point them. They don't have to point them. You can walk them on the field, but you would never kill many. Doves come and feed in a field. You're out there waiting for them with gun in hand, and they feed, doves feed early in the morning and late in the afternoon. Quail will feed all day, but quail feed by walking around and just finding feed. They'll feed in a given area every day, unless they are shot a lot. But doves will go from field to field, and they come in flight, and you shoot them as they're coming in to feed, and you shoot quail after the dog points as they're flying away from you. The doves are usually be coming in to you as you shoot
them.
They're feeding on grain, but now doves will feed on corn, feed on peanut, feed on sorghum seeds. Sorghum seed is a small grain, different type, Milo. It's a feed grain that you feed the cows, feed the hog. It's a round seed, different than the shape of corn, probably about 1/4 or 1/5 the size. Brown in color and a texture like corn, but it's a feed grain. We have a very wide range of weather. Right now we are in a hot, humid weather with a lot of thunderstorm, but you'll have most of that and bolts of lightning in the wintertime because of the intense heat, which gets up to 90, 95, and 100 degrees. And then in the winter we get cold, but we're not as cold as doing some places. We get down to, not too many times, below 32 degrees, but we do get on down to around maybe 10 or 15 degrees, 3 or 4 times. Now, this last year, we got down to, I think it was one of the coldest winters we've had in a long, long time. And we had many, many days and nights below 20 degrees. Where every day you go out, you'd see ice burning up all over the out of the ground anywhere you wanted to go. And we have, and now we're in the middle of summer now, we'll be coming to hurricane season about in September, which coming out of the Caribbean and Florida. We'll have some of that. We're having a lot of rain now, and out there, like I said, we had a drizzle all afternoon long, but then it might not rain again after this front passes. This is a front that's coming out of the Gulf. After it passes, it might be 2 or 3 weeks. We had a drought that lasted 2 months until it started raining, you know, about a week or 10 days ago. And
do you call them cyclones? Or?
Well, we always call them cyclones. Some of them call them that when we were coming up, they call them cyclones. But I don't think anybody uses it that term now. They call everything a cyclone now. They use tornadoes, hurricanes, and big old bolts of thunder coming down. You don't think about that with rain. Call that a burst of thunder.
Gully wash.
That's right. A gully wash. That's some rain there.
Let's see. How would you say the granddaddy used to dress? Say in the 30s and 40s, 20s and 30s. How would people
dress? Well, they wore mostly in the shirt. Everybody back then wore a white shirt. They wore wide ties, the colors of the shirt.